Christian meetings. We're looking at Christian meetings. What exactly is it about? Christian meetings. Look at what it says in verse 20. It says, "For where two or three are gathered together in my name," where two or three are gathered together in my name, it says, "there am I in the midst of them." There am I in the midst of them. Now, over the past few weeks, what we've tried to establish is that meetings are very important. Right? We said something around how man is God's method. And in saying that man is God's method, we said that men will meet in places. So if men will meet in places, it means that places will be God's method as well. So man is God's method, places will be God's method, right? Where we will meet will be God's plan, God's method. So it's intentional, or it's very important to note, rather, that, you know, meeting places are important. Are we together? Right, meeting places are important, very, very important. You know, so there's a song I just flashed to my mind. You know, I need an angel, call me an innocent, send me an angel now. You see, it's a man you need. Amen. Yeah, it's a man you need. We understand what you are trying to say. Yeah? But in the real sense, man is God's method in the earth. Yeah, I would say if God wants to do something to you, if God wants to communicate certain things to you, it will be through a man. I also said devil as well, we use men, right? So we need to ensure that we give our hearts to what exactly is God doing through his men. You know, so it's good for you as a Christian to know who your man is. Are we together? You can know who your man is and know who your men are. Are we together? Right? You can know who your man is, know who your men are. You can know the place where you find safety. Right? Look at Acts chapter 13, rather. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13. Acts 13. Acts chapter 13. Look at what happens in Acts chapter 13. It says, "Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain" what? "Prophets and teachers." Acts 13 verse 1. "Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene," right? "And Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul." Now look at verse 2, 1, 2, 3, go. "And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." Look at that again. It says, "As they ministered unto the Lord, they fasted." That means they were having a meeting. And they ministered to the Lord. Was it from their private bedrooms? So it was together in the what? In a meeting. Right? See what it says in verse 1. "And there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers." It says in verse 2, "They ministered to the Lord and they fasted." It says the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." Look at verse 3. "And when they had fasted and prayed, they sent..." Is that what is in your Bible? "They laid their hands on them and sent them away." So there's a laying on of hands in the meeting. Right? So there's a laying on of hands in the meeting. So hands were laid in the meeting. Right? So what was happening? Believers were together. Prophets, teachers were together. And they had the Holy Ghost meeting. And the utterances that came out from that Holy Ghost meeting was, "Separate unto me, Barnabas and Saul." Who is Saul? Paul. I was together. Right? Saul, same name Paul, right? Different culture, different languages. He says, "Separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called them." Right? And they laid hands on them. Look at what Paul says about that in Romans 1. Look at Romans 1. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "Paul is servant," Romans 1, 1. "Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel." So if Paul is saying separated unto the gospel, where do you think the closest place your mind will go to? Acts 13. I was together. So where was the separation? Where did it happen? In a what? In a meeting. The separation happened in a meeting. Yeah, so it was from the meeting they knew to be separated, or they knew they would be separated, or they were separated. A meeting, a Christian meeting, a Christian gathering. Now, what is qualified to be a Christian meeting? Where there are 1 million people? Two or three. Are we together? Two or three or more. So once there is two or three, right, in the name of the Lord, it means it's a Christian meeting. So you ought not to get yourself distracted based on the number of people in a meeting to call it a meeting. So you can have a meeting of your life, and the only people that are there are four people. Are we here? You know, you can even have a meeting of your life, and the only people that are there are two. For two already qualifies it to be a meeting. So wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there in their midst I am. And we're together. So Paul will say, well, a servant of Jesus Christ called to be an apostle that is separated. He was put apart. He was separated. Acts 13. Right? So now it means that whilst we have meetings, as we grow in meetings, or as we keep attending meetings, there will be certain meetings where the Holy Ghost will say, separate so and so. Are we here?
Yes, sir.
Right? Yeah? So there will be meetings where the Holy Ghost will say, separate so and so unto a work, unto for a cause, for a work. So it means that whilst we would have a meeting where everybody will minister, not everybody might get the same level of separation. Are we together? There will be specific people, for instance, who will be given specific responsibilities. Now, one of the things we started doing on Sunday, on Wednesday, was to look at how we treat the men who God has called over our lives. Are we together? Now, like I said on Sunday, there's a full series we're going to start next month, Church Order and Church Honor. Right? And it's very, very important that we pay attention to the things we're going to say. Now, we saw in Acts 10. Go to Acts 10. Go to Acts 10. Acts chapter 10. Right? If we go to Acts chapter 10, and go all the way, you know, we read all the way from verse 1 and a few verses there. Huh? But the summary is, there was a man, Cornelius, a centurion. You know, he had a vision. An angel appeared to him. And the same thing, Peter as well had a vision. And Peter had a vision as well, and they saw four-footed beasts, animals, you know, let down to him. And the instruction says, rise, kill, and what? Eat. Now, so, but let's look at what now happens. What now happens when Peter, you know, look at verse 31. No, look at verse 21. Then Peter went down to the men, we already saw this on Wednesday, that were sent from Cornelius, right? So Peter had a vision, some men came to his house. Look at verse 26. Peter took him up, saying, stand up, I myself am also a man. But if you go back to verse 23, then called he them in and lodged them. And on the morrow, Peter went away with them, and certain brethren to Joppa accompanied him. So Peter was in his domain. Peter had his men, right? And Cornelius sent his men to go and bring Peter, right? So what now happens when Cornelius sees Peter? Bible says, and the morrow after that, they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, right? So what did Cornelius do when Peter was on the way? Cornelius was getting ready. He was getting prepared, right? So he was getting prepared for a meeting. Is that correct? He was getting ready for a meeting. So on the morrow, Cornelius waited for them, and he called together his kinsmen and near friends. He called his family and said, there's a man of God. Are we together? There is a man or girl from God. Yeah? There's a man of God from God, right? So he says that, you all my family friends, let's go and welcome and receive. Now look at what now happens, right? And as Peter was coming, what happens? Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. Are we here? Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. Right? But what did Peter do? Peter took him up, saying, stand up, I myself also am a man. You see, one thing you must understand in this narrative is that everybody knew what they needed to do. Right? So Peter is the one responsible for saying, no, stand up, I am a man. Cornelius is not the one responsible for saying, Peter, you are a man. Did you get what I just said? Yes, Peter as well, right, in on the scheme of this, was not the one that instructed that is how Cornelius should receive him. But you see, the only way that will make Cornelius and his household to receive Peter that way is because Cornelius spoke highly of Peter. Are you here? Right? Yeah? There's such a thing called speaking highly of your pastor. So a thing called speaking highly of your leader. Or let me say it differently, God's servants. Are we together? That's why you see some people in their local churches, they don't call their pastor's name without adding God's servant, bishop, so and so. You know? And you will just stay in your leg with your tongue that is not clean. And just say, who is he? Not just a man. No, that's not your place. Are we together? No, it is the man that you say, oh, no. Yeah, so it is Cornelius will speak highly of Peter to his folks, to his people, and they will go and receive with pressure, with, you know, with in a sense of reverence. are we together? Very, very important, right? Very, very important. So Peter was coming. Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped. Yeah? Today in our generation, if people see people do that, they'll say they are man slave. They'll say they are worshipping men. They'll say they don't know what they carry on their inside. Are we together? But you see that, and you know, the meeting that happened in Acts 10 was something that we still speak about you today. Are we together? Yeah, you know, you see, that's the one of the examples where you hear the statement used, the Holy Ghost fell. The Holy Ghost could only fall that way because of the extent of honor they had placed in their heart for that man. Such that whilst he was speaking, the Holy Ghost fell. I was saying utterances. Right? So the Bible says that, and when they entered into Caesarea, Cornelius waited for him and his friends and his kinsmen, and Peter was coming. Right, and Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped. Then Peter took him up and saying, "Stand up, I myself am also a man." And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were what? They were come together. Look at your Bible. Many that were come together. And he said unto them, "Ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying, as soon as I was sent for. And I asked therefore for what intent he has sent me." And Cornelius said, 4 days ago he narrated his vision, right? Then Peter opened his mouth in verse 34. Go to verse 34 quickly. Acts 10:34. Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and walketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ," he begins to preach. Look at what now happens in verse 44. Acts 10:44. Let's read 44 together. 1, 2, 3, go. "While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word." You know, another scripture says, why Peter was still talking. Right? Why is Peter was still talking? The only way you can have supernatural interventions in meetings, in scenarios, is when there is a honor in your heart. Are we together? When there is honor in your heart. Are we together? Yeah? If you don't honor the man who God has placed or separated for his cause over your life, you are the one that loses. Are we together? You lose. You have everything to lose. You have everything. So don't join the Gen Z generation of our world that feels like, no, it's just about knowledge, just about knowledge. No, there are things men carry that you don't have. Are we together? And you can only be a partaker of that because of honor in your heart. Are we together? There are things men carry that you don't have. Are we together? There are things men carry that you don't have. Yeah? So we've seen across scriptures, when God will write the scriptures to man, he will use men. I might remember the story of Jonah. Jonah, right, who was asked to go and speak to a people. And what did Jonah do? He rejected. And what happened? God himself went to a boat and eventually was thrown into the sea. Eventually was swallowed by a fish. Jonah was swallowed by a fish. Yeah? And now some of us grew up seeing Jonah in the belly of a fish with plasma and fridge. Are we together? Jehovah Wickedness book. The book that you know. Yeah? You just see that Jonah was in the belly of a fish for 3 nights, 3 days, and it was just, you know. Yeah? But you see that who God wanted to use to help Nineveh was a man. Are we together? Are we together? Right? The greatest display of God's power to humanity is God becoming a man. A man. A man. The greatest display of God's power to humanity is God becoming a man. So man is God's method. Altogether. So the way you treat men will show how you treat Christ. That's very important to say. The way you treat men will show, or the way we see your treatment of men will reveal what your reverence and heart towards Christ will be. That's the truth. Because we would only understand your love for God in seeing your love for men. Man is God's method. Man is God's method. Man is God's method. So there will be specific meetings that, you know, you will go to. Whilst you were prepared in that meeting, the Holy Ghost will what? Fail. You get the point, yeah? Yeah? The Holy Ghost will what? Will fail. Yeah? I hope you get the point. Right? So you must understand. So look at it. Peter will be teaching God's word, explaining God's word. And because of the atmosphere that was charged with honor, what happened? So it means, remember we said something in Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, what did we see on Wednesday? They were together, they were all together in what? One accord in one place. You remember that statement, right? One accord in one place. So there's such a thing called being in one accord in one place. One accord in one place. Let me tell you for free. The only way that you will see the supernatural things in Acts 10 is because they were in one accord. They were in one accord. Bible says that as Peter went into the house of Cornelius, he saw he had gathered people. Yeah, come and see the man. Come and see the man. Come and see the man. Are we together? Placing honor where honor should be. Placing honor where... So in the meeting that Peter will come into, Peter, the man who said, I'm a man. Yet, while he yet spoke, are we together? While he yet spoke, we saw tongues, interpretation. We saw the gifts of the Spirit in manifestation whilst he yet spoke. Are we together? We're looking forward to a special meeting. Is that correct? Yeah. In that meeting, we will have encounters of while he yet spoke. Now, why would that happen? Because we have prayed and because we are taught. Yeah, because we have prayed, because we have been taught. Are we together? That God is going to use man. Are we together? God is going to use man. Right? God will use men. There's such a thing called the men that God has placed in your life. You can call it the gift of men. When you start seeing people say, no, I don't need anybody, I'm self-made. That's not true. It's a lie. We all need men. We need men. Then we need to know how to honor men and how to honor, you know, the truth is that honor, every man deserves to be honored. But there's such a thing called double honor. You get the point? Yeah? Every man, every believer needs to be honored. There's a honor for your fellow believer, but there's a honor for your leader. Are we together? There's a honor for your pastor. It's different. You see some people say, they say, most highly esteemed pastor. Are we together? Right? God's servant bishop. Right, you know, someone you say, "Ah, this one, they are just, you know, they are just bringing their culture into the Christian. They're just, you know, they just like their culture." I give an example of, you know, I saw a video of a man who brought a spiritual father to his church, and whilst the man was walking to church, everybody knelt down on their knees trying to receive the man. And somebody is asking, you some people, they are standing with their spiritual father, right? Yeah, how they are standing is they are squatting, You say, no, they're not confident. You see, there are things that you have to get yourself out of in this world for you to be blessed. That's the truth. That's the truth. Think about it this way. Watch me, everyone. If I want to give you money, what do you have to do to receive it? You stretch your hand and open your hand. Are we together? Right? If I stretch my hand to give you, you don't stretch your hand to collect. Can you collect? So if I'm ready to give, you're not ready to collect, who loses? Do you remember the story of Jesus going into his hometown? Bible says that in that hometown, there was so much dishonor. But Jesus in the real sense, Bible still records that Jesus could not heal all except from few folks. That means in the midst of dishonor, you can stand out honorably. You can stand out honorably. You can set a, you can actually be known as somebody who is very honorable. Honor is a key that unlocks almost any door. There's nobody that repels honor. Nobody. It's a key. Are we together? It's a key that unlocks almost any door. Right? So look at Matthew 16, verse 20. Matthew 16, verse 20. Is that where you are? Had I mentioned it before? No, okay. So Matthew 16, 20. We saw this a few weeks ago, though. Honor for meetings, honor for men. You honor meetings by honoring men. You honor meetings by honoring men. So we have a special meeting. We have, you know, we said something a few weeks ago. We said every Christian meeting is a special meeting. Is that true? But there are special meetings. Remember that statement? Every Christian meeting is special. But there are special meetings. Look at what happens in Matthew 16, verse 20. Then Jesus, don't forget, Jesus would have been speaking to them in verse 13. He asked his disciples, Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea in chapter 16, verse 13. He asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I am? Is that a meeting? Yeah. Is that a meeting? So something happened in the meeting between verse 14 and verse 19. Then what happens in verse 20? Then Jesus charged his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Right? Tell no one. So it means there are some meetings that imagine one of the apostles or disciples was not in that meeting. Yeah? Do you know that by default you can qualify them as no one? Are we here? You can qualify because Jesus says, tell no one. We don't have a story of, you know, the ones that were not there, or if there's one that was not there. But you know, if Jesus says, tell no one what you see in this room, he stays in that meeting. You know, there are meetings that you will go to, right? You don't need to tell people. People will see the effect of that meeting. You know, you can go to a meeting and you tell someone you were in that meeting, someone can say one of two things. No wonder. I was flying in a local flight in Nigeria a few weeks ago, right? And a man saw me on the plane, right? And I was like, you're in Nigeria. I said, I just stepped in for a retreat. I'm leaving tomorrow morning. He said, I retreat all the way from UK. He said, what happened? He said, which retreat is that? And I mentioned that I went for a meeting with Pastor Shegu. He looked at me and said, Pastor Shegu. He now says, no wonder. I've been wondering, I've been asking. Yeah, because I think he had listened to us a couple times. Right? So I'm saying that there are meetings you can get yourself associated with. People look at the evidence in your life and they say, no wonder. And as there are some, they will ask you, so you were there? Are you sure you were there? And imagine they now start asking you, did they start to praise or with singing? They now start asking. Yeah, you see, there are meetings where eventually you will not need to go and apply. Say, in this meeting, they said this thing I was supposed to be private. No, there will be certain effects that will happen on your life on the course of being in that meeting. We saw that Jesus as well attended meetings. Is that correct? Jesus looked too. He attended meeting. He was there. Meeting point. And we're together. And we said Jesus was at the meeting of who? John the Baptist. Yeah. What is John the Baptist in water, around water? What you are seeing him is actually an avenue to create a meeting. All together, an avenue to create a meeting. He stands by the water and he starts preaching. That was a meeting place. Jesus was in a meeting. When they wanted to choose someone to replace Judas, what did they say? Who has company with us from that meeting till now? All together. So Jesus as well attended meetings. So meetings will be seen as God's wisdom. Since men will be seen as God's wisdom, God's method, God's plan, meetings will be seen as God's wisdom. All together. Look at Luke 5:16. Luke 5:16. Verse 15. It says, but so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, that's Jesus. And great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their what? Infirmities. Now look at verse 16. And Jesus withdrew himself into the wilderness and he prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was what? Present to heal. So is there a likelihood that in that meeting people were sick? There's a likelihood, right? What was present in that meeting? The power of God. You know that when it comes to the power of God, the fact that we are gathered, it is already available to get a man healed. Are we together? Yeah, when God's word is taught, in that it is taught, the atmosphere in which it is taught is already well charged to provide healing. I remember a story of a man, I remember hearing this years ago, probably over 10, 15 years ago, of a woman who lost her child. Her child died, you know, and she just remembered that a man called Ryan Bonke was coming to do a crusade around her environment. And what did she do? She carried the dead child and went to the conference hall. They said, are you mad? Are you crazy? Is something wrong with you? Can we come and live here? He said, no. Just allow me place this boy under the stage where the man of God will preach. And whilst the man was preaching, behold, a young boy walks out from under the stage, wooden stage. Atmosphere. The man that was preaching did not know a dead man was under his case. Meetings. There's a man called Reverend Umar Pai. Yeah, he was talking about a story how a few weeks into months ago, he was preaching somewhere. And the crowd, there were a lot of people that were there. And another lady whose child was dead brought the child there. They said, no, you can't meet Papa. You can't meet Reverend. You can't meet Pastor. And she said, okay, let the crusade finish. What happened? She went to the place where the man stood. Not where he preached from. Where he stood before they called him to the stage. And went there and prayed for the child. And the child came back to life. Why am I telling you this? It means that there are deposits that can be left in meeting places. Are we here? There are deposits that can be left in meeting places. I told you of a story of somebody who had a blood clot in God's palace and went to touch the seat I was sitting on. And that's just, it just moved. You know, in God's palace, because we don't have the small time, we don't have a lot of miraculous. A few weeks ago, what happened? We're supposed to have believers meeting last week. Remember now? We're supposed to have a believers meeting last week. The week before, I came and I said, let's have a believers meeting. Is that correct? And we had a believers meeting. And what happened? While I was about to teach, what did I see? If you remember, I said I saw somebody in front of a doctor and the report was about to change. Remember that, right? Yeah, and I just mentioned it, and we just moved on. I just said, in this coming week, your report is going to change. And what happens? I even forgot I even said it. You know, so the person, in fact, let me just mention, is it not you? Right? So the person involved, she just mentioned, I said, Pastor, you said it will change, oh. I just want to inform you that I'm going for a test right now. And I said, Shebe, I've said it. It has happened. Right? So 7 days after, the GP got back to her and said, there's no need for test, no need for treatment. Is that what he said? Yeah, you know, sometimes when I say somebody, you think I'm just creating the story. And sometimes it's good to always show example. Yeah, and they said there's no need for a test, no need for a treatment, that everything is here. So she messaged me and said, all is clear. In a meeting, look at it though, that meeting was not believers' meeting. Let me say differently, that meeting was not believers' meeting Sunday. But that was a meeting. I was just saying, like, somebody was holding a report with a doctor, and we were about to give her prescription or give person prescription and everything until she identified herself. Right? And just said, that report is going to change. Do you understand what it means to go back to the hospital and your test result, everything is clear? They say no need for test or treatment again. Did I lay hands on her? No. But she was in the atmosphere of a meeting and things changed. I was together. So you must have a regard and reverence for meetings. Once God's word is being taught, once believers are gathered together, God's power can be ready to heal. Let me show you an example of a man of faith in that same Luke 6 or some brothers of faith. Look at Luke chapter 5 and go all the way to verse 17. And it came to pass a certain day, and he was teaching, the power of God appearing to him. We read that earlier. Look at verse 18. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with a palsy. And they sought means to bring him in. What happened? To lay him before Jesus. And what happened in verse 19? And when they could not find by what way they could bring him in, because of the multitude, they went up to the housetop, that is the ceiling, and they let him down through the what? The tilings with his couch into the midst before Jesus. You know, you need men who can be around you to carry you and take you through the ceiling just because we want you to receive your healing. You need friends like that. Altogether, that will stand by you and stay with you. Altogether, that will stand by you and stay with you. That will stand by you and stay with you. I was speaking with a friend yesterday, you know, and he just mentioned, you know, something very interesting, you know, thing that happened, you know, a surgery that happened that had to remove something from someone, you know. And you know, when he told me, and I said some words to him, you know what he said to me over the phone? He said he knew that this is what I would say. That's why he called me. Guess he didn't stop there. He now mentioned about two or three of our other mutual friends, and he said to me that he knows that if he says this to this person, the person will not say what I've just said. But you know, what I said encouraged him, motivated him, and put his heart in a place of to be able to receive the miraculous. You need people like that. When you see a very impossible situation in front of you, you have a friend that, Ogbeni, you know what Ogbeni means? Ogbeni is a Yoruba way of saying Mr. Man. Right? Oga, this is what they said in the hospital. And the guy said, no way! The gates of men. The friend will just say, no way, no, that cannot be the case. That cannot be the case. Right? So, this guy had friends that took him through the ceiling and brought him in. The Bible says, before Jesus. Because in their heart, they knew, once I go to that meeting, I will be healed. I was together. Once I get to that meeting, I will receive my healing. Once I get to that meeting, I will receive my healing. Once I get to that place, I will receive my healing. That's why you see sometimes, you see people, right? I remember in one of the meetings, right? Somebody who was in the hospital, on the hospital bed. I think that carries or maybe carries or which will probably carries, right? And someone who was ideally with drip came. And we saw the drip removed, right? And the person was running in the meeting. The person was in the hospital. But the person said, no, take me to that ground. Take me to that ground. You know? Take me, just let me be there. Let me just be around there. Let me just be there. You see, there are things you will get in meetings. It is for your generation. You know, you are not here only for yourself. There are people's lives who are attached to you. There are things you will get in meetings. It's for your world. It's for your generation. You see, there are certain meetings, my father, I'll give you an example. You know, you can't get tired of me. I always talk about my parents. My parents, when I look back at my parents, I see a rich heritage of Christianity. Right? When I was born, when all my siblings were, me and my siblings, when we were all born, my dad was not around for any of them. What do I mean? My mom got into labor, not on the expected date or whatever it is, but he was found in the mountain praying. I remember for my younger, see, I'm doing like this, he's already taller than me. Our last born, right? I remember we were living in Kochingoro. I went out to play, right? And I just came back and saw my mom already going into labor. My dad was wearing one mountain in Buse Alaji in Abuja. And what happened? I went to go and call a man, one of our neighbors, Baba Adura. Yeah, that was the Baba Adura. We followed them, we squeezed ourselves at the back to take my mom to the hospital. My dad was not there. But one of the things that used to baffle me was one of the stories my mom tells me. My mom will be here a couple of weeks from now, right? Yeah, I think one of the services we will do is just for her to come and speak to us about the ridiculous, impossible things that she has seen with her eyes. So that I can understand the impact of men in the lives of people. When I was born, my father was on a mountain. Guess what happened? When my dad came back home, right, the singlet my dad was wearing, my mom went to go and take it and said she was not going to wash it. And she folded it and kept it in one part of the room. And she said every time I fell ill, she picked that singlet and rubbed on my head. The moment she put that singlet that has not been washed on my head, my temperature goes back to normal. No need for hospital. Am I not still alive today? This is why I say, what if this could have happened? Am I not here today? Residuals from a meeting got into a clothes. Are we together? Got into a clothes. I remember a story of a man who was mad. Right? How did my mom know? My mom was teaching the sister in the school. Right? So I think she became their lesson teacher or something. And eventually she found herself in a place where she was talking with the family. She became close to the family. And the mother of the girl said, we have a son that we've locked inside one room. Are we together? And my mom just said, I know a man. Who is the man? My husband. Let's go. And my dad, always available. I told you, the woman that gave birth to my wife, my mother-in-law. I told you of that story. You've heard the story about 10, 15 years ago, right? 2 a.m. in the midnight to go and heal somebody who will eventually become the wife of a son. Always readily available. I remember the story of my dad talking about how he was going to church one day. One madman went to go and carry a knife of suya, mesuya, and everybody started running. And he just finished praying. And he just went to the man and said, bring that knife here right now. And the guy instantly became normal and came to kneel down with him to give him the knife. The other man that I was talking about, he was mad in the house. They just let him. I'm sure when he got there, they probably say, better pray from outside. And he went there, prayed for him. The man is doing, he's a doctor right now in USA today. Gift of men. The gift of men. The honor you place. You see, it is the honor you place that will make you receive. That's why don't join people to be insulting pastors. Don't do it. Any member who I disciple and I see insulting pastor, I'm very sure I'll be next soon. Very soon. I'm not even talking drama. I've seen evidences. Yeah? The honor you place on men, on plus on meetings, that's what will determine what you receive. That is the key. That's the truth. Now together. A critical spirit is not a spirit of faith. A critical spirit, when you want to always critique everything. You want to always critique everything. Yeah? You know, what I always tell you, hear some testimonies that are mind-boggling. Is that a word or numbing? I'll be any word you want to use. You'll be like, this, you know, it's safer for you to say it's just this God. Yeah, I heard of a story of Reverend Umakpaya as well. He was in a meeting. Thousands of people were there, right? And he said, there are some of you here who are looking for children. Are we together? He said, this night you will get pregnant. When they counted the record, right, from that meeting that got pregnant, 178 women from one meeting. And that woman came and said, they called me a witch in my house. So they say, I'm not giving birth. I don't have child. They're not giving birth. And he said, are you ready for what is coming? What you will take is that I give you a child a year. A child a year. The woman had the first one immediately, the second one, the third one. When she had the fourth one, She found out the fifth wall was in the stomach. She went to her to go and meet Baba and say, please, I'm tired though. A child here does not come with money. We need to be able to stop it here. As the Baba said, no. She said, they call you witch. You will show them that you are fertile. What I'm saying, he did it to his wife. His wife was insulted in his family. How can when you give any child, you are delaying? The woman gave birth to 9 children. 9. Oh, you know what woman? 9. 9 human beings. And she's still under 80. Yeah? The gift of men. The words that can be said. I remember him talking about a meeting where, you know, they were looking for space for people to come into the meeting ground. And he just said, there are 18 of you here, you are crippled. Stand up and walk away. Eh? You know what he said? He said, stand up and walk away so that people can have space to come in. that means you've received your own. Oh, yeah, stand up. Empty the seat. Let people come out. Let people come inside the meeting. The gift of men. The gift of men and meeting. Very important. Very important. It was in a meeting that a prophet prophesied my birth. A prophet said to my parents, I said, you will have 3 children. Your first child, a boy. Your second child, a girl. Your last child, a boy. His name is Baba Kola Wole. Yeah, I remember growing up, going for meetings. There's something called power must change hands. You know, I used to always ask my dad, you know, now I understand better. I've never been somebody who used to see Christian thing as, you know, something that's far from me. But you know, when you're a younger child, you're wondering, well, everything, church, everything, meetings. You got to a point I got used to it. Yeah, my dad would take me for meetings. I'll be wondering, is this not for adults? It's not for adults. I always hear the story of Lekki 98. When my parents did not have money to enter bus, they said, I don't know what distance where they trek from, but they trek from their house, trek kilometers to the auditorium with bottle of water. When you are thirsty, you drink, just to be in meetings. And I think I heard my dad talk about the story of, as soon as they got into the meeting, Pastor Debo just said some words, particularly to his life. There are things he has carried. I'm living in it today. Are you here? There are meetings he has been in. I'm the one living in the reality today. Happy are you when you have children who you've prayed ahead for? You know, there's such a thing called taking out days and praying for your child. Going ahead and investing into their future. You will not miss it. Your head must be correct. I can tell you for free, the only way my head is correct today is because my parents prayed me into it. I had opportunities now. But you know how you will not just, something supernatural will just stop you. I've never tasted alcohol in my life. I've never drank. I've never smoked in my life. I don't womanize. It is. I can tell you that it is the prayer that kept me and is keeping me. But now I also have a tendency of saying their prayer keeps me. I stay in their world. I know I'm praying my own. I'm staying there. I'm attending meetings. Meetings are important because men are important. I told you on Wednesday I went for a meeting at KICC in Abuja. Pastor Martin Ashimole was standing on the stage and he just spotted me, and he just gave a word of knowledge. Right? So when he came, and I can always tell you, you need to be very intelligent to know how to act, to know how to react. You need to be very intelligent. So what did I do? Immediately picked up my recorder, put on my recorder, started recording. Yeah? When somebody wants to lay hands on you, particularly your pastor, yeah? Sometimes the best thing to do is to pick your recorder immediately. Yeah? It's good to want to write though, but you know there are some words you will not get until you hear it again verbatim. You know, sometimes if somebody speaks some words into you, if you want to try and recall, you might add your own. you might just, you know, have to eat it by the side. Yeah? But you get it words. I told you after that Wednesday, I go to listen to the I listened to it again, and tears just filled my eyes. I was like, I'm living in what this man said, 2018. I just went for the meeting, he just saw me. Then when he finished ministry, he said, I'm Pastor Yusuf's son, sir. And my name is Joshua Yusuf. I mentioned my name, Joshua Yusuf. And I said, oh, Pastor Yusuf's son. That you had seen my picture some 3 years ago. Probably, I don't think I had met him at the time. But probably my parents will always take the iPad and show anybody who cares to listen. These are my children. Anywhere my father go with his iPad, is his student picture that he said. So that you will not say another person will come and tell you that I'm part of his child. Though. Yeah? I remember a few months before my dad passed, he said, my son, you're my firstborn. I don't know if he knew he was going to pass. Just say, my son, you're my firstborn. No, don't let anybody come and tell you that you had somebody before I met your mother. No, you're my first child. Yeah. So he probably showed you know, Pastor Shimo lowered my picture, but I never met. Well, okay, but I would have said I met because I always used to go for IGOC. Yeah, so I probably, but I don't think we're even that close to even stuff. But in that way, he just ministered. And the words he said, oh my goodness, they are what we are seeing today. You know, there are meetings I have gone to before that you are the one benefiting from me today. Are we together? So what happens? Luke 5. So they had their friend go through the roof. What happens in verse 20? And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, your sins are forgiven. You know, some people in that meeting, they will still be very critical. Who is it that has the power to forgive sin? But who are you? Are you God? Altogether. So meetings are important. Look at Matthew 16:15. You just saw that earlier today, but let me show you something after that. Matthew 16:15. You saw that Jesus asked them, don't tell anyone. Look at Matthew 17. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. Is that a meeting? Okay. And he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as what? As light. Okay. If you go through all the way, if you look at what happens in verse 7, and Jesus came and touched them and said, arise. No, okay, go back. Go back to verse 5. While Jesus yet spake, is that similar to what happens to Peter? Yeah. So while Jesus yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. When disciples heard this, what happened? They fell on their face and they were so afraid. And Jesus came and talked to them and said, arise and be not afraid. Verse 8. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man except who? Jesus. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus came unto them and said, what? Tell this vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. Hold on. What did Jesus call what happened to them that they saw? Vision. How many of them were there? How many of them were there? Peter, James, John. Yeah? How many people saw the vision? So you can be in the meeting where everybody will see supernaturally. Is that not what happened in Acts 2? They came in one accord into a place. And what happened? And as the Holy Ghost gave them utterances, they began to speak. What happened to Jesus? Bible says, as he yet spake, a glory cloud. Are we together? A glory cloud. Are we together? Right? He says, tell this vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen. Right? Look at verse 15. Verse 16 now says, verse 14. And when they were come to the multitude, there came in a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a what? Lunatic, right? And so vexed. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. And Jesus said unto him, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? That means Jesus wanted the people who he was training to catch something from his meetings with them. Are you here? He wanted the situation. So Jesus bringing you into meetings so that you can take something. So you can have something to give. May you be somebody who has something to give. Say amen, no. Maybe somebody who has something to give. That somebody has an issue and they think they can call you to give something. Are we together? Very important. Man will always be God's method. We spoke about how Moses was complaining. Numbers chapter 11. You can write it to your Numbers 11 verse 10 to 30. Right? Moses was complaining and was saying, Lord, how will I? I'm tired. These people are stressing me. What did God say to him? He says, go and pick 70 men. Choose 70 men. God did not say, how can you be tired? For a believer should not be tired. A man in Christ does not say tiredness. Yeah? We understand that there are times where things can stress you. But let me tell you something. There's a thing called the strength that God can supply to you through another man. Do you understand that there are some words that when people say to you, it gives you strength? Are we together? There's some things that, have you not been in believers meeting, for instance, when someone ministers to you and you were down before then, but those words look like as if they went straight into your bone marrow to quicken you. And you who did not even think you would smile that Sunday, you are rejoicing and believing like somebody who does not have something in their head. Yeah? The gift of man. The gift of man. Very important. Write this in your notes. God brings people your way. God brings people your way. We get in contact with them to get God's deposit there by honoring. I'll say it one more time. God brings people your way. We get in contact with them to get God's deposit there by honoring them, by regarding, by referencing. I'll say it one more time. God brings people your way. Right? We get in contact with them, right, to get God's deposit there by honoring, by regarding. God brings people your way. We get in contact with them to get God's deposit there by honoring, by regarding. You know, sometimes you might not know who God will use for you. Do you understand that? That's why you have to be careful with relationship. Have you heard of a man called David? Right? Do you remember the man called Saul? Do you remember the man called Jonathan? Who was Jonathan to Saul? Jonathan was Saul's son. Right? Who was Jonathan to David? Friend. Who was to become the next king after Saul? Ah. Bible scholars. Eh? Jonathan was to become the next king. But what did Jonathan say? Jonathan said, look at David. I said to David, that what? Whilst I'm the prince heir or the heir prince to the throne, is you that God has chosen to rule over the kingdom of Israel. I will stay with you. Are we together? I will stay with you. That is his own position. You see, when you look through the scriptures in totality, you can't but bow your heads in awe to see how men are important in life. So God brings people your way. Don't be that person who is always shutting people off, closing people off. Now, I understand that you have a lot of people who are begging you and always asking you for money, right? Don't, by the default, seeing somebody's message, just think they want to beg you. Amen? You're all laughing. Is that I've not seen? Okay. Yeah. I understand that there are some people where when they message you like this, they want to ask for your last kobo. Yeah. But I'm trying to say, right? It sounds funny, right? A lot of time, because you don't know. See, I hope you know that we can sleep today and the person you slept on the same bed with you will mean $1 million. Don't let it be the day they want to say, because you've given me all this one, let me give you $200,000. You now say, I'm not at home. I'm not at home. I wanted to try and get the point. I understand this one can be very complex. Yeah? But I want you to get the point, right? You cannot always know. Yeah? There was a man who had leprosy, right? And I think it was David, right? Who was trying to go fight his enemies and look for his enemies. I was a man who seemed to not be able to move. David stopped his entire band and said, let's feed that man. And as soon as they fed the man, what happened? The man said, I know where your enemies are. Go and check that camp. A man that did not look like it. Are we together? See, when he comes, I've seen a billionaire, a millionaire, become a thousandaire. I'm not talking about I've read or story. I say, I know, I can give you name and surname now. And I've seen a thousandaire become a billionaire. Add the currency, that's your business. Billion in any currency is big. Any is big. Is big. It's not Zimbabwe dollar. Not Zimbabwe dollars. Zimbabwe dollar. I heard that you want to buy bread is 1 million Zimbabwe. 1 million Zimbabwe dollar to buy bread. Imagine I carry 1 million to bank. You be counting zero. What did you buy? Bread. Like loaf of bread. But billion is still big in Zimbabwe dollar. It's still something. It's still something. So everybody in Zimbabwe is a billionaire. Because if, oh yeah, a billionaire. Because eventually if one bread is 1 million, 1 million, what's your currency? Okay. Now I see where they're coming from. Depending on how they feel. Right? But you know, you cannot always be. I've seen people who their life just change. And be like, this is life. Oh. I've seen people who their life just change. And be like, this is life. Oh. The gift of men. right? The gift of men. When somebody message you, don't before you respond to them, go and assess their profile page first. Go and check what was their last picture they post. Were they in the dong? Were they in the palace? Then if they're in the dong, when they say, you say hi. If there is in the dong, say, hello, how are you doing? You reached out to me, any problem? Any issue? Right? So you need to be careful of the gifts. So I said, God brings people your way. We get in contact with them to get God's deposit there by honoring them. So don't be that person who just say, I don't take nonsense. So no matter what you do, you collect. Everybody must collect. Everybody collect, depending on the way you meet me. Are we together? Right? Yeah? I just stay in my lane. All these church people are terrible people. Terrible human. No. Men will be who God will use for you. Jesus told them in Luke chapter 24. He says, tarry in Jerusalem until you endure. Luke 24, verse 48 and 49. Right? Tarry in Jerusalem until you endure with power. Imagine if any of the people that Jesus told to tarry traveled out of the city. No matter how much they describe what happened in Acts 1, Acts 2, remember we said that. If you were not there, you were not there. That's the truth though. If you were not there, you were not there. If they describe, and you see how that brother was falling and he fell down, whoo! You know, there's a thing called the glory atmosphere. And see, an atmosphere can be so saturated with God's glory. Look at 1 Chronicles. We saw that in Matthew 17, is that correct? Yeah, Matthew 17 now. Remember Matthew 17? Jesus, Peter, James, and John. He took them to the mountain, and what happened? The glory was there, they could not. Such that when Jesus now tapped them, they had to say, I wanted to see a host of people who only saw Jesus. Yeah, look at 1 Chronicles. Or 2 Chronicles 5, sorry. Second Chronicles chapter 5. Let's read something quickly. Look at 2 Chronicles 5. Thus all the work that Solomon made him, verse 1. Made for the house of God was finished. And Solomon brought in all the things that David his father had dedicated, and the silver, the gold, and all the instruments put here among the treasures of the house of God. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the house of the tribes and the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel to Jerusalem to bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. Right? Wherefore all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the king of the feast, which was in the seventh month, and all the elders, verse 4, of Israel came, and Levites took up the ark, and they brought up the ark and tabernacle of congregation, and all the holy vessels that were in tabernacle. These did the priests and the Levites bring up. Also King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him before the ark sacrificed sheep and oxen, which could not be told nor numbered for multitude. Look at verse 7. And the priests brought in the ark of covenant of the Lord to the place. Right, to the oracle of the house in the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubim. And for the cherubim spread forth their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubim covered the ark and the staff thereof above. And they drew out the staves of the ark, that the ends of the staff were seen from the what? Ark before the oracle, but they were not seen without. And there it is until this what? Day. Look at verse 10. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. There was nothing in the ark save the two tables which Moses put therein in Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. This Chronicles, remember. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified, and did not then wait by cause. Look at verse 12. Also, the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph, of Anam, of Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psaltery, and have stood at the east of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding the what? Trumpet. Look at verse 13, where I'm going to verse 14. And it came to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in prison and thanksgiving unto the Lord. And when they filled up their voice with the trumpet and cymbals and instruments of good music, and of music rather, and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, his mercy what? Endures forever. That then the house was what? Filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. Look at what verse 14 says. 1, 2, 3, go. So that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house. The glory of the Lord had what? Filled the house. So was that? Can you be in a meeting and that meeting is charged? Can an atmosphere be so charged that you feel it? Now, you understand how you hear people. I remember when I started learning sound doctrine some years ago, I would say, you don't feel the presence of the Lord, you know. Okay, probably not heard me say that. That was years ago, right? You know, you don't feel the presence. You know, yeah, I feel it. The presence of the Lord is here. You know that song? If you don't know it, that's fine. Right? So we say we don't feel the presence. We know. Let me tell you something. You see, there's something called glory cloud. There's a song that says, "Community sounds. The glory cloud is here. The power of the God, great and wonderful. Awesome is your name. Miracles abound. Mighty hands of God. I lift up my eyes. The harvest is here. For these are times of mighty manifestations. These are seasons of glorious manifestations. These are times of glorious manifestations of the glory of the Lord." What am I saying? There's something called a glory cloud. You know, you can have an atmosphere that is so charged and you tangibly take something. Have you heard somebody talk about it? I don't know if you heard this story, but there's a story a couple years ago, the pastor said, I can't remember who said it. He said there's a woman who was looking for the fruit of the womb, right? And an angel brought a baby. Have you heard that story before? An angel brought the baby to the church service. She usually would come for church service. But an angel brought a baby to the church service and the woman was not there. You know, then when I was still trying to get my head to understand small thing, I said, no. And the pastor ended the story by saying the angel went away. Let me ask you a question. A woman that was not in that meeting, where 178 women got pregnant that night, was she in the meeting? If you want to describe that thing, can you not say the angels came with 179? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Can you not describe it and say there were 179, only 178 were able to what? To receive. Are we here? Are we here? Meetings are important though. Oh, dear saints. Meetings are so, so important. Pastor Shegun usually says something. He usually gives example over time. And sometimes I used to wonder, like, the repetition is just constant. And the reason is so that we can learn. He said he was preparing for a meeting. And as I was preparing for the meeting, he saw in a vision that a young man was going to walk into the meeting. He would come in slightly late. Right? And there was something God wanted him to say. But he would get clarity on it as he was going to preach. Guess what? He was preaching. But the Spirit of God also showed him that before he finished the service, the man would stand up and walk out of the meeting. So he was preaching. He saw the man. The man came around. And in the vision he saw the cloth and the trousers the man was going to wear. This is the exact man he saw. So he was saying, as I was preaching, the man said, "Yes! That's right, Pastor! Took that word." You know, those kind of active men and women. Right? And all of a sudden, what happens? As soon as Pastor just asked everyone to stand up, the man stood up and walked out of the meeting. Are we together? And he walked out of the meeting. And he just shook his head. When Pastor was saying this thing, he said, this is 24 years after. He hasn't been able to communicate that thing God wanted him to communicate to that man. You can miss in a meeting what will take you 250 years if you live that long to find. I can tell you for free. You can miss in a meeting. I told you, you were here in the Rekindle meeting, one of the Rekindle meetings we had, when we had finished doing almost 6 hours meeting here. It was the last minute a brother here got healed of a pain that has been affecting me for a long time. At the last, when I was doing what? Announcement. Imagine if he walked out at that time. What happened? He has walked out with the pain. Are we together? A friend of mine, a very dear friend of mine, I was talking to him over the week, right? And he was giving an example of what a pastor said. So, you know there was something I said I was going to share on Wednesday, but I said I will say it on Sunday, right? So, what was the pastor saying? He was in a meeting, right? And he mentioned a case of somebody. And people were wasting his time. You know what he said? He said he was in another meeting. He mentioned by word of knowledge that there's a lady here. What she does is dirty. Yeah? There's a lady here who drinks our blood. You get the point. Yeah? But not blood, the monthly one. Okay. Yeah? Come out now and be delivered. The lady didn't come out. And you know, as a pastor like that, what do? You close your eyes and you move on. What happened? As soon as the meeting happened, as the meeting finished, pastor was going into his car. Lady ran and come and started begging and started saying, I'm the one. He said, why didn't you come out? She said she was embarrassed. Do you know what he said? He said, me on the stage is not me when I drop the mic. And I hope you know that. You on the stage. And that's why one of the things I'm learning to do over time as I'm growing as a pastor is that when I identify certain people by word of knowledge, right? I try as much as possible to give what needs to happen. Because it's very easy for me, if nobody identifies, I move on. Altogether. But I can tell you for free, it's not always going to be the case. I remember in Christed a couple years ago, I mentioned something. That meeting is still online. Right? I mentioned something, and I saw the people who had to do with that thing. Right? This was still in Christed ago in the UK, not Nigeria. Yeah? And I just mentioned it. And I saw people around, and they did identify, and they knew they were the one. It took 2 years plus after before eventually that problem is still there. And it took them 2 years plus, 2 years, 6 months, thereabouts. No, not 2 years, because first in Christ was May 23. Yeah, so it took over a year, 18 months after. But they probably forgot that they were in that meeting where that thing could have been sorted. But they still had that issue 18 months after. Meetings are important to people of God. It's not up to you to say, but the God that can heal me in the meeting, can't he heal me outside? I'm telling you, there's a difference when a pastor is standing in front in the office of a pastor and when he's away. It does not mean that he is less so. But the truth is that there are just some atmospheres that you cannot carry away from that place. My parents used to do something very precious to us when we were younger, right? I remember the first time I fasted for 3 days. Hey! My eyes saw. You know that one where you'll be seeing cherubims? I can never forget. I can never forget, oh my goodness, bless my dad. I'm talking about almost 20 years ago. Mountain of Fire, you know I'm a Mountain of Fire boy, CAC boy. Before you know it, they just lock us up in one church like this. They just say we should be praying. We pray, our eyes saw. You know that kind of prayer where, before you know it, you know sometimes a few of you praying, and they are not even praying again, just be looking. You know, when prayer do you? I remember WCC. Eh? You see some people, after they do, before you know it, you know, your tongue will now have only one syllable. Gah. Or your tongue will now go, Some people, when it's time for prayer, when it's those long prayer, that's when they see all manners of things. That's when they see Dalu is playing with Eri. And when Eri is playing, and they will say, stop that. They want to just pause break. Oh. Right? Or you know, when you're doing prayer, you always want the pastor to come and call your attention and say, come, let's we're going to start praying. Let's refocus. Yeah? When you see one brother like that. You know, I told you the story of one, for instance, who just came with 3-piece suits. Because they call it W World Changers Conference. He thought it was conference. He thought it would be inside AC. What 3-piece suit came as inside bush under sun. Start praying. Before you know it, he has removed the first suit. Before you know it, he has removed monkey jacket. Before you know it, he has removed tie. Eventually removed the shirt. And it was just palambulating. You know, I remember sometimes what we used to pray in Nigeria, for instance. Yeah? I don't know what made mommy start buying garden egg. But they are orange. Some of our brethren. You've not prayed more than 30 minutes, you already put back there, you just put it in your mouth. You're not showing it to, you just put it in your mouth and just you to pause your mouth from talking. Yeah? Or those when they are praying, for instance, you just realize that they just go and hold one chair. After like 20 minutes, your tongue there should be a grand deeper nigga should go to Allah. You know, I'm saying that. The truth is that there are meetings where, you know, you will go to and your life will be changed forever. The first time that I had, you know, a proper vision was in that meeting. A vision, in my life rather, was in that meeting where I told him we went to fast for 3 days. I think that was the meeting where, so I can't remember when I was breaking. Either it was the first 2 days was dry, you understand, then I used then the second day was now, you know, Godimon. It's Godimon. You know that kind of agreement where you want to serve it, you fill the plate. Then I put hot water so that it will calm down a little. Then you add more. Yeah? And my eyes saw. But my dad was so kind to take me for that kind of meeting. I was together. So kind to take me for that kind of meeting. You look back and I'm like, look at me. We'll go, my dad was, there's a mountain called Ikoyi Mountain. My dad used to go to that mountain. At the time, he told me he stayed on that mountain for probably 6 or 8 months. With one trouser and 2 shirts. And when they used to pray on the mountain itself, not under the rock. So if rain fall and beat you there. So when the rain finish beating you, go and carry it and squeeze it. So now will listen to me and say, but life is not that hard now. No, life is not that complex now. Life is not that. That's why you see the kind of, you know, if you hear the stories of men who have done great things in this world, you see their consecration. You cannot escape it. Pastor Chris Oyakhilome will say the darkest part of his body is his knee, because that's where he kneels down. He kneels down, pray, not the one you lie down every night. I understand you can pray on your bed when you're lying down, but don't let it be a culture. Karaba. No, don't be like that. You know, you can stand up from your bed. You can put your leg inside water. Are we together? Yeah? You can put your leg inside water and be praying. You can stand up and be pacing. Yeah? Because, you see, you cannot really have as much without giving to a life of consecration. Altogether. So, meetings are very, 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 very important for us. I can't overemphasize it. Altogether. You know, you notice that I've been very, very, very clear on some conversations in recent times. You know why? In the life of my father, I found out that the people who benefited from him the most were outsiders. You heard me say this on Wednesday, right? The people who benefited from him the most were outsiders. I'm telling you, I can begin to list stories. None of them were members of the church. I mean, there were some that benefited. But I'm trying to say, how can more of the people who are benefiting from you be outside of your covering? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You allow somebody who is not in God's palace. And that's why I'm saying something, so that we can be clear. Because I've made up my mind, and I'm making up my mind to say that I don't want that to be the case of those who I'm discipling. No. That should not be the case. That's why I'm saying it clear. So you know what we stand for as a church, so that you can get better from it. How can you have 50 to over 20 people outside of the local church benefiting from your anointing as a pastor? And we can't see that rub off. I mean, you will see it in the church as well, but not as much as those outside. No. All together. So that's why I keep making mention of all this, you know, conversation, just so that we can get our heads in place. So the Bible says that the priest could not stand to minister by the reason of the cloud. Yeah, what you can call that cloud is like a glory cloud. Because what do you see? For the glory of the Lord had filled the house. Meetings. How many of you have heard of God of 1930? You heard of God of 1930, right? God of 1930. Who is God? What is God of 1930? There was a man called Apostle Ayo Babalola. Altogether, right? He did a retreat, a revival, a crusade. This is 5 years from now, will be 100 years down the line. There are people who pray with that day as a reference point. Ah, God of 1930, answer me today. And you will see ridiculous, miraculous experiences. Do you know how old that man was in 1930? Take a guess. And some of us believe that the man called Apostle Ayo Babalola was old from birth. You know that kind of illusion where you think that the kind of thing they say this man has been doing, he probably was born as a man. Do you know that he was born in 1904? How old was he in 1930? 26 years old. He didn't start 26. So imagine the number of dead he had risen. Oh God, at 26. At 26. You're already approaching 40. You say in your 40s. Look, 40 is knocking on the door. You're saying, don't worry, when in my 40s, I will serve God with all my heart. At 26, the man did not live more than 50-something years, maybe 55, 56 or 59 years old. Where he was buried, I've gone there to pray. Not they told me. The water where he used to heal a man, are we together? Where he used to heal a man, the first madman he healed, I've showered there. Are we together? His burial ground in Efoala. Is it Efoala? I think Efoala. It's called the house of prayer. See, if you go there, you will see different people and their different pictures of the people that are their problem. Yeah? People and their family pictured there praying. And people wherever they are in the world are receiving miracles from that place. A deposit in a man. What happens to the bone of a man who raised the dead in scriptures? Is that not in scriptures? Why can't it happen today? Yeah, there are things you've collected. There are things I know I've received. Yeah, I'm still living in them. There are some I've not started. I've not smelt. So don't joke with meetings. Don't joke with meetings. Yeah, there are some meetings because I was there. You are here today. Hallelujah. Yeah. So you to be in meetings, so somebody else can say because of that meeting. All together. Don't look for opportunities to always miss meetings. Some of us just think we want to control people. When we say, try and walk your traveling outside of Sunday service, you think we just want to control people. What does it benefit you? What does it benefit me? Sorry. If you don't come to church, who miss? Me? You know, I will still shout this way. Go and check all our video. I shout this way. And I swear to this way. We tell you, try to minimize your trips you are traveling. Try to ensure that you walk around weekdays. Try to ensure. He said, no, we need to rest. Rest is important. We sang rest today now. I'll be resting through the, and we also added the workers just begun. In your strength, we go. You don't know the exact meeting. Just ensure you are attending meetings. Remember we said, every Sunday service is a special meeting. Every Sunday service is a special. Walk around it. Let it be that it's an exception that will make you be out of church meetings. Walk around it. Walk around it. All together. Very, very important. Very important. Very important. Glory to God forevermore. Look at Acts Gospel chapter 4. Acts 4. Acts 4. Acts 4, 26. It says, the king of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord, right? And against his Christ. But if you look where I want you to go to, is verse 28. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant us thy servants that with all boldness they may what? They may speak thy word, by stretching forth their hands to heal, and the signs and wonders will be done in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was what? Look at 31. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Gospel Palace. 31, 1, 2, 3, go. And when they had prayed, the place was shaking where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with what? Boldness. What happened to the place? The place was shaking. That means you can do something in a meeting place, and it will affect the atmosphere of that place. Altogether, it will affect the atmosphere of that place. Oh, gracious Father, man, please don't joke with men. I don't know why I'm emphasizing it this early part of the year, but please don't joke with men. I remember one of the examples we used to do, you know, there's a redemption camp, a mini redemption camp in Abuja there. You know, so every time, you know, Pastor Deboye goes there and ministers and has a, you know, special meeting. You know, now, why do I mention names of men directly? Is so that you all can know I'm also a product of men. Are we together? I heard someone talking about a story somewhere, and in all of his statement, he spoke for almost 20 minutes. I kept talking about the pastor. He never met, and I know the pastor. I didn't mention the pastor's name. One bless, God bless the life of one emoji. I know it's only the pastor that does this. Mention, when you mention name, when you acknowledge men, right, it is for your own good. It's to make you understand that you are not self-sufficient. So Pastor Debo, you will finish having a meeting. What will my dad do? Any day my dad hears he's in town, altogether. And when he, if he tries to attend a meeting, whether he clashes with his with church meeting or not or anything, one thing is sure. What, the day they finish, he will pack us. Is that not true? Pepe, I know if I say Pepe, you remember. It was a Kefi Road. Kefi Road. We're living in, where were we living at the time? Probably Portugal. Two extremes. What am I going to go and do? We will go there. We'll wake up in the morning, we'll be fasting. We'll go there, I will go and pray. You know, there's even one when you have eaten and you are praying. And there's the one when you've not eaten and you are praying. We'll go there, we'll spend hours, we'll pray. What are we doing? We're at the altar. Eh? We'll be praying. And when we finish, we don't finish that too. But that will now ask us to sweep the... yeah. They say cleaner are coming to clean. My dad did not hear that one, no. We will clear all the old biscuit wrapper, sweet wrapper, candy light. We used to go there with nylon and pack everything. You see the basket of debts. We'll go and pack there and go and dispose it. I'm talking about a place that sits thousands of people. That place can probably sit at nothing less than 100,000 human beings. And we did that because every time there was a special meeting, we'll go there, we'll go and pray. I say you are living in that reality today. Together, there's something called power must change hand. Power must change. There was a meeting organized in the Mountain of Fire. That one, you pray. I can't remember this consistency, but you go there and you pray. Your in meetings, those are the meetings where you get impartation of God's Spirit. You can't impart yourself, my brother. How many of you can impart yourself? I impart myself. You are a joke. I receive all the math. Yeah, you can't impact your man. That's why you see people talking about. You hear a man say something for, I'm product of many graces. I'm product of many men. But that does not mean now, if you now go, everybody is your spiritual father. Yeah, product of many graces. Now mean you don't now know where you are reading, feeding from. Do you understand? Yeah, but I'm trying to say that, ensure that you always remember that God, man is God's method. So they were praying in Acts 4. Acts 2 tells you that the day of Pentecost fully come, and they were all together in one accord. And what happened? The Holy Ghost descended, just like Acts 10. All together, just like Acts 10. Very, very important to know that God will always use men. All together, God will always use men. Glory to God forevermore. Look at Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10. Either Hebrews 10, 22. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Look at 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Look at 24. Let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Verse 25, 1, 2, 3, go. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as ye see the day approaching. The word there, provoke, there means to stimulate. That's the word there, provoke. Please write that to your notes. The word there, provoking one another, that word means to, before you say provoke, go and annoy somebody. No. That word there means to stimulate. Stimulate. All together. So, it says, not forsaking the assembling together of ourselves. All together. You see that word there, assembly, is the word that speaks about gathering. Assembly there speaks about gathering. That word can be used as, you know, a festival, for a festival, used for a festival. So it deals with a physical gathering. That's the word assembling, the festivity. Yeah? The festivity. Yeah? Assembling together of ourselves, the festivity. Right? Yeah? How many of you have heard about Edinburgh Fringe? Yeah, Fringe, right? It happens during the summer, where people from, I heard it's the biggest in the world, one of the biggest festivals in the world, if not the biggest. People from all over the world come together to festivate, if that's a word, right? Yeah, yeah. You see, that coming together, is it the same as watching? It's not the same now. It's not the same. Yeah? You will watch, you will see, you can enjoy, but it's different. Have you not asked yourself a question? If you've gone to comedy shows, I've never been to one. I look forward to going to one, really. A clean one, though. Right? If you go to a comedy show, you know sometimes you'll be in your house, you'll be seeing the way they are laughing there. You'll be wondering, but what he said is not that funny. You say, honestly. Do you understand? You know the difference? Atmosphere. What's the difference? Atmosphere. You'll be watching somebody say, and people will laugh, and somebody will be like, and tears will be coming out of their eyes, and say, but you will not rewind it to say, wait, they're not hearing the joke. I mean, did I miss the joke? Atmosphere. You know it's not the same. Have you ever watched football in a stadium before? Okay, you've not. Yeah? Go to a stadium and go and watch a match. It's not the same. Yeah? Sometimes the way I don't know how they used to coordinate themselves. You just imagine they're passing a flag around the stadium. You know people do that, they can pass flag. Before you know the flag was here, before you know it's good, you did not partake of it. Yeah, but the one last time I went to stadium years ago, then we used to try and go to stadium maybe once in a while just to relax. Eh? You see people will be jumping fence. You see, especially Abuja Stadium, people try to force themselves in. Eh? One nonsense guy one day, the guy, he went, yeah, I've never told what to say, you're laughing, because it's nonsense. How can you go and buy Pepsi, you finish drinking the Pepsi, you now put your urine inside. When you now say go, you say, go! That's an experience. That's the experience. That's the experience. You know, so when they say that to somebody, you know what I'm saying? It's an experience, my brother. It's not the same. How can you finish? You bought your coke, you loaded your this thing, you now empty inside the same bottle. When they say go, so you now you be praying that they should still should not call go. Right? I just go and everybody urine. It's an experience. It's an experience. Don't laugh about it. Yeah? But what am I trying to say? It's totally what's different. Altogether. Yeah? You know, some of us, when we used to do long distance, when I was doing long distance with my wife, right? You know that sometimes you try and do dates with video. Okay, some of you are doing it. You do dates with video, right? You know, the difference with you know, I have to go and learn what you call Netflix share. This is something called Netflix, you people will know. Eh? What do you call Netflix? And there's one Netflix thing that out on Google Chrome. Yeah, okay, you know it, yeah? You know, eh? You watch together, right? You know, before what we used to do is we say 1, 2, 3, play. So she press play on her hand, I press play on her, we play. And me too, I'll be knowing that it's lagging, right? But you know, play cannot be the same because we are different people, right? But you now go and do the share. Yeah, or sometimes you want to do dates. Yeah, you put the camera, you put flour on your own table in your own house. You put your own chair. You see that, you put the camera beside you. You be eating spoon. So how was your day? I watch the camera. It's not the same. If the guy is in front of you, she will touch your face. Imagine you did Val by proxy. Imagine your entire experience was by proxy. It's not different. It's different, rather. Yeah? Are we together? There's always a huge difference you must find, you will see. So if you can apply those things to those natural things, think about the things of the Spirit, the things of God. He says, not forsaking the gathering. The word the assembly means to come together. We said that deals with the festivity. We come together. So it means that the gathering of saints is an instruction, not a suggestion. Did you get that? The gathering of saints in scriptures is an instruction, not a suggestion. Bible does not say, I suggest, I think it's something you might be in. No, no, no. It's an instruction, not a suggestion. Like we said, Jesus will usually address people. He will address people. Let's run through the book of Acts and just see some gatherings as we close today. Acts 1, 1 to 3, Jesus teaching them for 40 days. Back to back, Acts 1, 14, we see them praying as well. We see it for the day of Pentecost. Acts 2, 1, we see the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all together. Acts 2, 42, Bible teaches that they gather together as well and continuing the apostles' doctrine. Hope you're writing them down. Acts 1, 1 to 3 and 14. Acts 2, 1, Acts 2, 42. Acts 2, 42, continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and the breaking of bread. And in what? Prayer. Acts 2, 46. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness. And being let go, they went into their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they had heard, they lifted up their voice together in one accord, like that will tell you in one place, Lord, thou which makes heaven and earth, and the sea and all of that. They now began to pray and the place was shaking. Acts chapter 4, they went to a company of people. Acts 5:11. And great fear came upon all the churches and upon as many as heard these things. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, that they were all with one accord in when? In Solomon's pouch. I know you're not checking, but make sure you're writing it down. In Solomon's pouch, they were together. That means they came together. They gathered together. Acts 5:41. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for the Christ. And what happened in verse 2? Daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and